Hello, ladies and gents. Welcome or welcome back to the Me and He podcast with your host, Aria Sunshine. This is probably season 3, episode 4 or 5. I like my t-shirt. I got it from, I don't remember, but it says death defeated and it's Jesus fighting a demon. Now, I'm well aware that this is probably not how Jesus actually looked, but I just like the cartoony graphic. But going into today, the title of this video is going to be somewhere along the lines of why I know for a fact that Black America has been on a slow decline in regards to its class and in the process has ended up losing its mind. So I'm going to start off with the Google definition. I apologize. And class is the system of ordering a society in which people are divided into sets based on perceived social or economic status. Now, I want to start off dating back. So I feel like we all know now, especially with what we've been taught in school, that there were some injustices that happened not only to Black people, not only to African people. I don't know which side y'all lean on with calling African-Americans African-Americans, or if that makes you uncomfortable, whatever the gist is. There's always been injustices with people, period, of all races, with whites, with Mexicans, Hispanics, Swahili people, Native American people, Chinese people, you name it, because sin has always been in the world. You can see that, how it entered in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 3. And I've said this before and I'll continue to state it, that just because it says in the Bible that Adam and Eve sinned, we get so tricked up. Like, we're like, I'm not Adam and Eve, so if it was me in the garden, I would have never sinned. And people get so caught up on like, oh, it's because of Eve that we have to do X, Y, and Z. And it's because of Adam, like, it's their fault. No, y'all, even if it wasn't Adam and Eve, even if it was me and some other guy, even if it was you and some other guy, if it was your parents, your great grandparents, your neighbor, your cousin twice removed in the garden, we still would have messed up, because at the end of the day, they represent mankind. And literally Adam's name, Adam in Hebrew, means mankind. So they represent us. But there's always been inequalities in the world because of the system and just the world that we live in. Let me not say system. System meaning sin, not systematic oppression as of now. And so because of this, of course, we've learned about the slave trade and the just the gross and vile things that happened on the ships as Africans were brought over to different countries. And even some of just the, not even some of, all of the slavery that was happening in Africa first, for Europeans to first have gotten the idea to start colonizing people and doing things like that, is disgusting behavior. And if you go back even further than that, if you look in the Bible, slavery has happened since the second book in the Bible, which is Exodus. And if you don't know, Exodus literally means a mass leaving of people. And so the Americans colonizing people, the Europeans colonizing people, was nothing new, and the slavery that continues to happen today is nothing new. And unfortunately, it probably will still continue to go on in some manner or fashion, because even if the slavery of people ends today, there will still be a slavery of sin and us being yoked to sin, because we all need a savior. And at the end of the day, a lot of times we're governed by our flesh, which you can read all about that stuff in I'm trying to think of a book. I know there's a lot in Ephesians, but specifically by the flesh, read Galatians. I want to say Galatians 5, that talks about the difference between the spirit versus the flesh. That's an amazing thing. I don't want to get too deep into it now. Now let's do it. Your flesh is not just talking the skin right here. It's talking about your outer body. And so you have to understand that there's a difference between what your flesh wants to do and what your spirit wants to do. Think about it simply as what you need to do versus what you want to do. I've been craving a peach cobbler DQ Blizzard, but do I need one if I'm trying to refrain from processed sugar? Absolutely not. It's the difference between a want versus a need. I may be tempted at times. I may want to have sex outside of marriage. Does that mean that I need to do that? No. So that's the difference between the spirit of the flesh, and you can look more into that in Galatians 5. So with that being said, with class, it has been a well-known factor that a lot of people who are in minority groups have usually been seen as not as classy. Later on, especially with the Jews, we were introduced to the term ghetto. And so we've had those negative connotations and things like that, which it being started hundreds and thousands of years ago is not something that we can change. But what a Black America can change now is how people perceive us. While there are still some people who may have this idea that Black Americans are ghetto, trashy, we only live on welfare and things like that, which there are some people who do fit into that category. It is of the utmost importance to prove yourself, not to man first, but to God first, because we are children of God first. Before you're a mother, a daughter, a wife, a sister, a friend, a cousin, a babysitter, a teacher, a surgeon, before you're anything, you're a child of God first. So first prove yourself to God, not based on this work system, like, God, I got all this money, or God, I gotta do this, God, I gotta do that. Because at the end of the day, we can never give God enough. Nothing trumps his son dying for us on the cross. What God wants us to give him is our time. That's not even ours if you think about it, because he exceeds outside of the realm of time because he created it. God's not governed by time. That's why a lot of times we pray and we're like, God, I need you to do it right now. Do this right now. And he does it later. It's because he's not governed by time. But sorry, locking back in because I kind of lost my train of thought. But we cannot fix those negative connotations that have been placed hundreds and thousands of years ago by different slave masters and things like that. We cannot fix that. At that time, it was a well-known standard that while Black Americans were slaves and while African Americans were slaves and even Mexican Americans in the fields and Chinese immigrants coming into America with the different disgusting and racist and heinous laws that were against them, with Hitler and the Jews and the genocides that happen still even today in Africa and other places, we cannot inherently fix a system that was made hundreds and thousands of years ago because it was founded on sin. Anything that has a foundation of sin, you cannot go in there and deep dive and think that you're just gonna eradicate everything. That's not up to us to do, but what we can do is fix how people perceive us. And so, the reason why I believe that today Black America has lost its class is because of a couple of things. I want to first talk about unity. In Black America now, we do not have a lot of unity. You know what? I take that back. In Black America today, we do have unity, but it is not unity for things that I believe that we should be, and I know for a fact that we should be standing for, which is the word of God. We have unity for things like sex outside of marriage, which is why in a lot of Black cultures, and I can attest to this myself, I've been to more baby showers than I have been weddings. That breaks my heart. I've been conditioned as a child to think that it's appropriate to give a man a baby, but him committing to me with the ring is too much. This is the type of stuff that is ingrained in us. And of course, not all the Black Americans were raised like this, but I can only speak to my experience and what I have worked to come against. We have lost biblical unity and instead had unity in things like looting. What happened to peaceful protests? If you're going to protest, there is nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all if you disagree with someone. It's actually not even wrong to have emotions. The shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus says in John 11:35, is Jesus wept. He had emotions. God gave us emotions. But it is wrong when you use those emotions to do crazy and outrageous and heinous things, like stealing, like killing. I know a lot of times a lot of Black Americans say that they are scared of the police, but really when you look at the statistics, there are more Black people that are killing other Black people than police killing us. You are more likely to be killed in your neighborhood if you are in a low income area like I currently am, than for you to be killed by someone who is white. I'm not saying that it won't happen. I'm just giving you statistics. I live in a low poverty neighborhood. On top of that, there is at least once every month, I kid you not, where me and my siblings have to duck inside the house because there are gunshots. It's not white people doing it. It's Mexicans and it's Blacks. And I'm not saying they're the only crazy people, because there are white crazy people here. There are white crackheads, there are Black crackheads, it's whatever. There are white sex offenders, Black sex offenders. I'm not saying that's the case, but I'm saying for the majority, that's how it is. And so instead of us having biblical unity, a biblical brother and sisterhood, I apologize, instead of us following those things, instead of us devoting our time to the church, and that's a whole separate issue, because we've really gotten away from the idea of Christ because we have fed into the lie that it's the white man's religion, which is so sad. Because if you just do a quick and simple search, first of all, let's say the Bible was founded by white people. So, what's wrong with that? nothing. We are all brothers and sisters in Christ once we're saved by God. But second of all, if you just look in Genesis and you look at the first couple of rivers that are mentioned, I'm thinking about Tigger off of Winnie the Pooh. I'm sorry, y'all. If you look at that river, if you look at the Euphrates River and those other ones, just do a quick Google search. They're in Africa. That's where the origins start. The slavery in the Bible with Pharaoh. Pharaoh was not a white man. He was Egyptian. Egypt is in Africa. And so we got away from things like education, from being lawyers and doctors and entrepreneurs of good things, not of like drugs and things like that, or stupid corporations like Zeus, where we promote the degradation of Black females, to where we're pulling each other's wigs off, talking about how nappy somebody's hair is. Are you serious? We've lost biblical unity because we are so devoted to sin. This is why you will see more young Black men in jail than you will see them in college. This is why there are a lot of Black fathers that are not active in their children's lives. And we can't only blame the Black fathers. We also have to, the mothers have to take a part in it as well, because it does take two to tango. And there should have been someone in both of their lives teaching them, one as the male, you don't just go and impregnate anybody. And you need to be married and do that in a biblical standard. And two, someone should have told the young lady who got pregnant that she was worth more than her legs being open. And because we don't know stuff like this, we have strayed away from biblical unity. In Psalm chapter 133, verse 1, it says, "Behold how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity." Unity is what MLK preached about, and I understand that he was a broken man and there's a lot of cheating allegations, which were probably true. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not excusing that, but he decided to peacefully protest real issues that were going on back then. There are still oppression here and there in America, which I can understand, but to say that we are oppressed as Americans, I do not agree with that, because we are very privileged as Americans. The access to information that we have at a snap of a finger on a phone, on a laptop, on anything like that, is so much quicker and so much more accelerated than other countries. And so I'll say this and then move on to the next reason why I believe that Black America has lost its class and then its mind. We also are in this victim state. And of course, I'm not excusing the fact that there are some people who are true victims to racism and crazy and heinous things like that. But I also will say that it's not everybody that's on social media and doing all these different things. The next reason why I believe that Black America has lost its class is because I already talked about us moving away from the church, but I didn't really go into detail. We have truly started to believe that Christianity is the white man's religion, because there's a huge debate that when we were in Africa, we did things like voodoo and other things like that. And what I will say to that is, it was wrong. It's wrong for you, period, to strip away something from anyone unless it's sin. And I will say that our ancestors at the time, that were practicing those things like Islam or various things that were not of God, it was stripped from them. But it's absolutely also wrong for Europeans to not explain to them the gospel, but to instead strip it from them and force it on them. How would that teach them? And so I do want to note both wrongs in the situation. I'm not going to promote witchcraft, period. I talk about how I was in the New Age on my testimony on here, but I will also say that that is not the only reason why. A lot of times, and this is why we have the Hebrew Israelites who only really focus on Deuteronomy chapter 28 and don't even acknowledge the New Testament, which is so, so sinful, because God didn't only inspire men to write one book, he inspired them to write 66. And I know that if you're Catholic, you're like, no, we have more. Those books are the Apocrypha, and they have certain language or certain things in there that do not line up with the script that we have right now. They are pseudepigraphical, meaning that they are texts that are made off of false things. You can still read them and study them just as books to read, but to say that they are the word of God is false. But going back to what I said, I just believe that It's crazy. And I love being a Black American. I absolutely do. The culture, not in terms of stealing and killing and sagging, which to me, that just screams off that a man is gay. If he sags his pants, to me, that does scream off that a man is gay. That does not mean that, but to me, that is what it signals. Because in prisons, whenever a man is sagging his pants, it is a sign that he wants to be entered through a certain hole by another man. That is not our culture. Our culture is the soul food, which it can be fattening. So, you know, chill out, because I don't want nobody's backs to be big. But it's the food. It's the dialect that we use. Not the crazy stuff either, like the cussing and all that. It's the music, and not the crazy music today where we're talking about robbing and stealing and killing. What? No. It's those things that we need to focus on. It's the rhythm, it's the beat. That is Black culture. It's your Dorothy Dandridge's, it's your Billie Holiday's. And those women and the men that I'm also gonna name, they are not without fault during those times. I know that a lot of times in like the 50s and 60s, while they were classy, absolutely, they still struggle with drug addictions and like, different divorces and things like that. So I'm not saying they were the epitome of perfectness, but they knew how to act because they were called to a higher standard, because at that time they were experiencing real racism. They did have to fight for their lives every day. They were discriminated on the base of how they looked. Classiness back then was your Harry Belafonte's, even though they said he was a ladies' man. I said, oh. Slow down there, brother. It's your Nat King Cole's. That was the epitome of classiness, because when they walked outside, they dressed accordingly. And it's a whole other issue on whether or not you believe people should wear bonnets and do rags outside. But I'll just say this, dress for where you're going. And I was thinking like dress for heaven, but we're probably not even gonna have clothes because we're not gonna have bodies, I don't think. If I'm scripturally wrong, I do apologize for saying that. But dress like you have a goal in mind. Dress like you're going somewhere. As Black people, we are classy. We are of intelligence. And that's another thing as to why I believe that Black America has lost its class. Because we have also started to believe that whenever someone talks correctly, whenever someone has elegance and class in their voice, whenever someone knows how to switch between slang and talking appropriately when they exit like a home environment and go into a professional environment, we call them coons. We call them Oreos because they're Black on the outside, but they think they're white on the inside. We call them a slew of names because they're acting what we call proper, or they're trying to do it for the white man's attention. And that is sick. That is sick for us to think that as Black people, talking proper and doing what is necessary is considered white. I cannot tell you how many times since I was young, I do have a Southern accent that comes in and out because I've practically lived my whole life in the South, and I have family from all over since we're military, so I kind of have a mixed accent. But the amount of times growing up that people would tell me that I am white for wanting to do things like reading books, or for talking correctly, like whenever I get in front of teachers and things like that, because I do still have slang, like come on now. And you can probably hear it whenever I'm speaking as well. I would do certain things like when I was younger, I was a bad kid at one point in time, and I talked about this in my testimony as well, but I wanted to go outside. I wanted to have fun. You know, I wanted to swim with goggles on. And so like things like that were considered white. I remember one day I went swimming, I didn't put any product in my hair, and so my hair was just out in an afro. That was considered white because it was nappy. It's crazy. And then also why Black America has lost its class is because we are hyper-sexualized. It is disgusting the amount of pedophilia and grooming and molestation that is swept underneath the rug in Black families. And it's happened in mine, and I've talked about this as well in my testimony video. It's just swept under the rug because it's like blood is thicker than water. Unless it's the blood of Jesus we're talking about. Not even that, because he's also water. He's eternal life, a river that's ever flowing in heaven. Nothing needs to be swept underneath the rug. We stick up for pedophiles. We say free them after they've shot and killed someone. We say free my brother after he robbed Grandma Sally's house. I kid you not, I live in Lubbock, Texas. It's in the panhandle where Texas Tech is. In the past 5 years alone, I think there were at a minimum, I want to say like 3 deaths of toddlers because of the drive-bys that were happening. I can't even tell you if their killers were caught. And yet we still scream free those people. That's another reason why Black America has lost its class. We are too scared to speak up. We're too scared to talk about politics. I know a lot of times, even in my family, and I'm just using them like as examples so that you guys can know, like I do know what I'm talking about. I've seen this firsthand. A lot of times we say that we hate Trump, we hate Biden, we hate the Independent Party, so we don't vote. But then we get upset whenever certain laws and things are put into place. As Blacks, we don't think that we should be conservative or leaning on the Republican side, which I honestly think that I'd probably be more independent than anything, but I am leaning more conservative, not Republican though, which there is a difference, which we do have to educate ourselves on. We think that if we're doing that, that, oh, he or she is a coon. Has anybody even thought to look at the fact that, which the Republican Party absolutely has its flaws, which is why I would not say I'm Republican or Democrat, but the Democrat Party was the one who was founded in slavery. They were the one who were pro-slaves at first. But again, this is not stuff that we know, or if we know, we don't talk about it because we are so focused on trying to be social activists. Let's focus on our salvation first and then go outward. We can't even have simple conversations with people without someone over talking someone else because they don't agree with it. Anger, jealousy, all those things. It's like it runs in Black culture so amped up. And that is not to take away from the young and old men and women who have helped to fight for real equality so that we could be here today as Black Americans getting education and things like that. That is not to take away from people who do have class, but I'm speaking about those who don't, because unfortunately it is an overwhelming majority. It is, unfortunately. And the only way that we can fix this stuff is going back to the Bible. Whenever you are not grounded in the Word of God, you lose a lot. Your mind, your self-esteem, your salvation. This stuff is way deeper than, oh yeah, like they're just ghetto. Oh yeah, like we just come from a low income neighborhood. You do not have to be what you were raised up in, like the environment that you were. A lot of times, and I remember I got so offended because a lot of times people think that I come from a higher background than I do. For instance, last year I was skating with some friends in the Black Student Union at LCU, Lubbock Christian University. And one of the guys, his name is Kingdom. No shade to you, Kingdom, if you're watching this. He said, I was like speaking, and I think I said something like, it's along the lines of like diabolical, but it wasn't that word. It was like, oh, I forgot what the word was. It wasn't outrageous. Wait, it has to come to my mind because I used to say it like, sorry, I do kind of have a lisp, so I apologize. But dang it, I forgot what it used to be. But I would say something like, basically like astronomical, outrageous, diabolical, something in that category. But they hadn't really, like the people around me hadn't really heard what that was. And so I remember Kingdom saying like, "Are do you come from like a," he asked me, he said, "Do you come from money?" And I said, absolutely not. I said, no, I don't. And he was like, oh, okay. Like just kind of insinuating that like I act like I do. And I took a lot of offense to that because again, I've heard that since I was young. And in Lubbock, I've lived on the east side of Lubbock. I went to school on the east side of Lubbock 2 different times. I've grown up around drugs, and I'm talking hard drugs as well. I've grown up around alcohol. I've grown up on all the negative stereotypes in Black culture. There's teen pregnancy in my family. There's so much. So I'm showing you the brokenness, not only in my family, but everywhere, and why we truly do need a savior in our life. But I remember when he said that, like, it just reminded me of elementary, and I was like, are you serious? I thought I escaped having to try and prove my Blackness to people, but I was so offended because I was like, I don't come from money. I wish with everything in me that I did. But that's another thing as well. take it how you may, but there are also some Black people who were raised correctly in a two-parent household in the suburbs with a good amount of money. Their family is affluent, but because they are so pressured by certain people who came out from the hood, who came out from the trenches and different things like that, or 63rd or the different wards, they now want to tote guns and do stuff like that. These are your John Morants of the world. I forgot the other boy's name, but he's light skinned with like the curly hair, and he's had some drug charges too. There's so much, and I know that it can be very chaotic at times as Black Americans to look up and see this all around you. It's like, dang, they at it again? Dang, somebody robbing again. I looked at the Lubbock County mugshots. I kid you not, a week ago, I literally spent like 2 hours looking at the Lubbock County mugshots, and I saw people that I went to elementary with, middle school with, high school with, and their life is pushed down the drain because I'm not trying to be shady, but their parents are degenerates. And if their parents weren't degenerates, somehow they were influenced to be degenerate, to not seek education. And if they are seeking education, it's through drugs. It's through Lubbock County Jail. It's through mugshots. It's through prints. It's through having 4, 5, 6 kids before you're married, before you're like 25. That is what I've grown up in. I am choosing not to be like my environment. Is it hard? Heck yeah, it's hard. It is very hard because there are still times when I feel like I have to prove my Blackness to people, but really I don't. I don't have to really prove anything to a good deal of people. Now I do have to like prove my grades and stuff to professors, you know, things like that, things like that. You can't escape stuff like that, but I'm learning that I don't have to prove my Blackness to someone, or the lack thereof is insane. And so my encouragement to you all would just be to continue to stay in the Word. Be knowledgeable. Hosea 4:6 says, my people perish not because of sex, drugs, money, anything like that. They perish because of the lack of knowledge. Knowledge. And I'm not talking about street smarts. I'm not talking about street smarts. I think you should have a little bit of street smarts, but you also should, your godly wisdom should supersede how much street smarts you have. So with that being said, my sister's up, so I gotta go, and I got school in a little bit, but I love y'all. Stay blessed. I know this is a really heated topic because a lot of people just don't want to address the realness of things, but I love y'all. Have a blessed day, and let me know what y'all think. Toodles.